Welcome to Entrepreneur Conundrum with Virginia Purnell, where growing entrepreneurs share how they get visible online.
Hey, everyone. Today, I'm talking with Meredith Calloway about how she helps travel advisors elevate their business. On her mission to help entrepreneurs build businesses they love, centered around their passion for travel, she drew on her 20-plus years of entrepreneurial experience, learning from mistakes and cultivating a resilience mindset. In 2001, Meredith left her Wall Street career to establish her own boutique travel agency, Heels of Africa Travel. Through 3 years of intensive learning in client attraction, marketing, branding, and running a successful solo business, she transformed this travel agency into a profitable enterprise. Recognizing that many travel professionals faced similar challenges, she founded the Global Institute for Travel Entrepreneurs, or GIFT, in 2011, providing an education and support to accidental hobbyist travel agents thrive. In 2013, co-founded Gifted Travel Network, GTN, with Jennifer Cochran and Vanessa McGovern to address the gaps in the host agency landscape. GTN offered comprehensive marketing, business, and mindset education in a one-stop shop format. While running both Gift and GTN, she decided to sunset Gift in 2021 to focus on GNT's mission of providing an elevated hosting experience for luxury travel advisors. Welcome, Meredith.
Thank you so much, Virginia.
I'm excited to have you here today.
I'm excited to be here.
So do you get to go on lots of travels and stuff then?
I do. I do get to experience some pretty cool trips, sometimes for work, sometimes for play. In fact, I'm going to Scotland on Friday, flying off to Scotland for a leadership golf tournament.
Oh, darn. Hey.
I know.
Well, I hope you have fun. Can you share with us your journey on how you got to where you are today?
Yes, I will do my best to keep it as brief as possible. But so not long after graduating from college, I found myself very successful. I had a great job on Wall Street, just married, and I had all of the, from the outside, what looked like to be pillars of success. You know, I was great compensation, financial compensation, great benefits, stimulating people to work with, really awesome networking opportunities, just all the things that you think would make someone happy. And I wasn't. I was really unhappy. And really what it came down to is I was really good at what I did. I just didn't like what I did. And that left me very unfulfilled. So I had financial success, but I didn't have freedom or fulfillment. And so I made the huge decision to leave my Wall Street career and start a travel agency because that was my passion. And so I started a travel agency, and within about 3 or 4 years, realized that it had flip-flopped. I had freedom, I had fulfillment, but I had no financial success. And so I was at a turning point, and I just, you know, I was like, either you can figure this out and make this work. And if you figure out that there is no viable path forward financially, then give up. But you know, put that analyst hat back on, that I was an analyst on Wall Street. And when I launched myself into my own career, my own entrepreneurial journey, I decided to take that hat off and never put it on again. So I put my analyst hat back on. I dug deep with my numbers. I looked at it all, and I got honest with myself. And ultimately, I then launched into a 3-year journey to discover how to market, you know, how to attract clients as a solo entrepreneur. And that took me into a whole new world. And I invested in programs and home study courses and retreats and coaches and a lot. And so I became, you know, I got a PhD in learning how to be a client attraction expert for a solo entrepreneur. And I did get to the point where I turned my Hills of Africa travel business around. And now I'm making money, I'm hiring people, things are going great, I'm thriving. And I saw, as an entrepreneur, natural entrepreneur, I realized that there was a tremendous demand amongst the travel advisor community for someone to teach them how to run a business selling travel and have the right kind of success mindset doing it. What I found were a lot of people fell into this, what I call accidental hobbyist trap, where they were working 40, 50, 60 hours a week. They wanted this to be a career. They wanted to make money, but there were a couple of very, very common mistakes they were all making, which is mistakes I had been making as well. And so they weren't making money at the end of the day. And so I eventually decided to leave my travel business, sell it, and start an organization where I would be coaching travel advisors on how to run a business selling travel, a successful business, and make money doing it, monetize their passion, really, but also have the success mindset. And did that for about 10 years. And again, in that journey, realized that so if you're a travel advisor, in order to actually get paid commission, you have to host with a host agency that has your credentials. But the host agency will do all kinds of other things for you too and provide all these other benefits. And what we noticed is all of these travel advisors in this membership organization that I had started, GIFT, were asking us, who should we host with? Who should we host with? And we didn't have a good answer. And so we decided, well, let's build one. Let's build the host agency that is basically doing what we're doing at GIFT and layer that into the host model so that we do both. And that's eventually what happened with GTN. And, you know, right now we are very focused on offering this elevated hosting experience for the luxury travel advisor. We believe that selling luxury travel is a career opportunity that is just amazing if you have a passion for travel. And so that's where, I guess that's my journey, and that's how I got here.
Well, thanks. So can you define luxury travel for us?
Luxury travel, I guess you could put a number on it, but really 4 or 5 star travel experiences all over the world. And the reason why I say luxury is purely analytical, and from as a business coach, one of the reasons why travel advisors fall into the accidental hobbyist trap is because they're not adding leverage to their business model. And we coach them that is step one in going from accidental hobbyist status to successful entrepreneur status, is you have to add leverage to your business model. And there aren't that many options if you're selling travel to add leverage, except to increase the transaction size of the bookings, because the number one way travel advisors make money is they get paid commission on a booking. And so if you're increasing the transaction size, you're not increasing the workload. That's how you add leverage to their business model. And so if you want to have a successful business selling travel, we don't say you have to sell luxury, but it is one of the few options to get there. Another option is groups. And my favorite that I tell our Travel MBA, which is our new to the industry training program, I tell our students in that program, even better is to do luxury groups.
Yep. Who is your ideal avatar?
Our ideal avatar, we actually have two names. We have Olivia and we have, sorry. So the avatar is, our ideal prospect is someone who is actually already consuming luxury travel in their day-to-day, you know, in their, on their vacations. Often there's someone who has found tremendous success in another career and they're feeling either burnt out or not fulfilled, or they're ready for that next chapter in their career to start. They tend to be opinionated, which is a good thing when it comes to travel. That's what we want. We want them to be business-minded. We want them to not, we want them to actually be competitive with themselves, because we don't want people who are going to settle for accidental hobbyist status, because that doesn't lead to true joy and happiness and fulfillment. So yeah, they tend, often they come from a sales background. They don't necessarily have to have selling travel background, but some sales, but they don't have to. We have lawyers, we have doctors, we have nurses, we have teachers that come into our new to the industry program.
That's fun. How do you get in front of them?
We do a lot of online marketing. We have created both, an online marketing sales funnel, right? We have actually recently, probably as of January this year, started Facebook ads, where we lead them to either a free content webinar to learn more about the opportunity. I don't like saying opportunity because it sounds like an MLM and it's not. This is a entrepreneurial opportunity. So yeah, Facebook ads, also Google ads, that would be the starting point. We are also out there in all kinds of industry events. We have a presence so that for people who are already in the industry, understand us. We are very proud of a lot of the awards we've been winning lately, which definitely elevates our brand status amongst people who are in the industry. So we have obviously a website, but being focused on every single component of the sales funnel is really how it happens. And by every component, I mean, at the top of the sales funnel, you have the list building systems, right? Where you're actually getting in front of your ideal prospect and offering something for free in exchange for their name and email address. And then once we get that, we build a relationship with them with really good email sequences, where again, we're just sharing helpful information with them so that they can identify whether or not they're a good fit for us. And we put that decision in their hands, not in our hands. So we're not trying to like get. We're just trying to offer good information and present an opportunity that may or may not be a really good option direction for them.
Let them weed themselves out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is there like a common thing, I don't really want to say mistake, that new clients that are working with you are doing?
Once they enter the program, absolutely. I would say there's a couple of themes. Number one is imposter syndrome. They get that fear that, who am I to say I'm an expert and I can plan someone's luxury vacation? You know, we're talking about big price tags here. You know, luxury travel, people are spending $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 on a week or two vacation at a time. And if you're brand new, you might have had tremendous success in another career and you're bringing with you, because of that success, a lot of wisdom, but you don't feel like you're a travel expert. And so that is definitely one of the very common weeds that we have to help pluck. And we just keep reminding them that they are, once they join our program, they're surrounded by a whole community of people who they can tap for wisdom, for guidance, for, so even though they may not have the experience themselves, they're supported by a community of people. And we have been very deliberate with cultivating a community of travel advisors where competition doesn't exist. There is no competitive spirit at all. They're only collaborative. And even our top producers who have been selling travel for 10, 20, 30 years are absolutely willing to just pipe in and give advice to anybody and everybody, including the people who just started a week ago.
That's fun. Get lots of community support, right?
For sure. It's important. Really, really important. For that success, I mean, that's another reason why people fall into what I call that accidental hobbyist status. And that's not true in just travel. I think that's true in many entrepreneurial endeavors, is that you are in isolation, you know, and you just can't do it alone, you know, and we weren't meant to do these things alone. You really do need help and support. And so cultivating that community of people where people, you know, travel advisors, they all have pretty much the same goal. They're just at different points in their mm-hmm. journey. Mm-hmm. And they're willing to help each other.
So what are some goals that you're looking to achieve in the next 1 to 2 years?
We would love to, you know, continue to attract more luxury travelers to our Travel MBA program. We actually only had that aha earlier this year that our best potential prospect for the Travel MBA program, which is our new to the industry training, it's a 12-month long program. And we set you up with everything you need to be a luxury travel advisor. We finally realized that the ideal prospect is the person who's already sitting in the Four Seasons Dubai and, you know, dreading going back to work, which is what happened to me on my honeymoon. I was this Wall Street analyst, and I just remember loving my honeymoon. And I remember planning that honeymoon and getting so excited and being so excited about the travel candy, as I call it. Like, all the options are amazing, and they really are, especially in luxury travel. They just keep getting better and better and better, and it's incredible. And I know that there are people out there that are, you know, totally jazzed up by that. They love experiencing it themselves. They're already, you know, doing it in their vacation time off, paid time off, but they don't realize that that could be their life, you know, and they could help others do that too. And so that's a huge goal of ours, is to just keep attracting more of the right person to our program. And that right person is someone who is feeling at a crossroads in their career, feeling a little scared of giving up the stability of a paycheck and nice benefits, a comfy package. But the risk, you know, you don't get reward without risk. And I promise that the rewards are absolutely worth it. And the financial success is there. I think that's another misconception, that travel advisors don't make any money. And that's true for average people. You know, the average travel advisor does not make a lot of money. But at our agency, we are an agency that knows how to crush the odds, and we are far from average. And we have a network of advisors that we are teaching how to crush the odds and be far from average.
Nice. What do you feel is a big roadblock that's stopping you from reaching your goal?
I think a couple of things. We have been wanting to upgrade the curriculum in our program. And it's a little bit like, how do you eat an elephant? one step at a time, or one mouthful at a time, one bite at a time. So that's been one in terms, and I think because that has not happened as quickly as we wanted it to happen. There's a, we want more, but not don't come kind of dynamic going on, right? Like stop, but also come to me. So I'd say that's definitely one. And then the second is just really like the question you asked, how do you get in front of people? Really figuring that out, you mm-hmm. know, and getting better and better at the sales funnel process. And really, you know, you got to try things and sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. And, you know, figuring out what else do we need to try to get this even more of a well-oiled machine?
Yep. It's like the golden goose question, hey?
Yep. I mean, it's a high ticket item. It's like investing in business school. And so we do charge a tuition that is the equivalent of about $10,000 for the year. And so, you know, there's a lot of, with that big of a price tag, people all of a sudden like kind of freak out. And if you look at it from that perspective, of course you're going to freak out, but there is a different way to look at it. And it's an investment in your future. And we've done all the calculations. I mean, if you do have the success that we believe you can have, and you have this business for 10, 15 years, it's that investment is like 0.5% of the lifetime value of the business. So
yeah, you'll earn your money back if you do the work, right?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. And then some. I mean, you'll have like, yeah.
Yeah, you'll earn it back in a very short period of time. So what's the best advice that you have ever received?
Received? I guess what comes to mind immediately, so I'm not sure if this is the absolute best, but it's really good advice, is if you're struggling with a decision and you have more than one option, that's why you're struggling with this decision, because they're both good, or maybe three of them are good. Instead of, you know, weighing the pros and cons of each one, identify what would be your regret with either one and choose the regret that you feel will be easiest to live with. So choose your regret when you have two really good options, or more than one really good option, instead of weighing the odds or weighing the pluses and minuses, choose your regrets.
I like how you said that, like pick it based off of which regret you're going to regret the most.
Right, exactly. If you feel like you're and when you look at it that way, every single time I've given people that advice back, right? I got that advice myself, but every time I've given it back to other people, they're like, it's like this light bulb goes on and they kind of know what's the right decision.
It's funny how perspective can work, hey?
Yeah.
What's the best advice you've ever given?
The best advice I've ever given is, I would say, don't dodge the curveballs. Life is going to throw curveballs at us. That is a given. And there is always a gift in the curveball if we're willing to go through it. But if we're trying to avoid it and we're trying to dodge it and we're trying to make sure it doesn't hit me, you miss the gift. You miss the nugget. You miss the gold.
And sometimes that gift comes in a learning opportunity, which is usually what happens.
Yeah. Or a crisis. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that was my story, is I went through a divorce 10 years ago and I didn't want the divorce. I was petrified of going through it. And I clung to my marriage with a white knuckle grip that was really fierce. And it wasn't until I finally surrendered and let go that magic just happened. And I did, there's so much happened, and now I see that that was the greatest thing that ever happened to me, when at the time I thought it was the absolute worst thing that could have ever happened to me. It was the greatest thing that ever happened to me. And the transformation that I've experienced on the other side of it is magical. There's a quote that I love that it brings to mind right now is, I don't know if you know who Glennon Doyle is. She's an author, Untamed, or I can't remember the name of her book. I'm so sorry. But Glennon Doyle is the author. She has written a bunch of books, but one of her quotes that I love is, hitting the easy button to avoid pain is like escaping the chrysalis just before a caterpillar becomes a butterfly.
Right?
And a lot of people are hitting the easy button to avoid pain.
Yes. It seems to be like the thing these days, hey?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. And easy buttons are great for some things, and they definitely have their place. But there's also times where you're missing everything if you hit the easy button.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What are some key ingredients to achieving success in business without having to resort to like long hours and the hustle culture?
I love it. So there's most people, when they think, okay, I want to start a business, they're like, now what? What do I do? What do I do? They're so focused on the do. What do I do? Or the formula. Like, you just tell me what to do. Give me a list, right? And so it is important to have a formula or a game plan or some kind of path to follow. That is incredibly important. And that is an element that you need to have when, if you want to be successful. But I would say it's the least important piece of it. And there's two other, what I call engines, that you want to put into place to really have true success. So you want a formula, but you also want to have what I call emotional fitness. Another way to say that is learn how to master your state. Learn how to master your emotional state and not just have it be what it is by default or by your observation of everything that's going on around you. Most people, they feel the way they feel because they're observing the conditions around them, and they have an opinion on the condition that's either good or bad. And that's the opposite of state management. State management is when you decide, I want to be happy today. I want to wake up happy and I'm going to be happy. And you decide to focus on things that make you happy. So that's one engine, is state management or emotional fitness. And the second is what I call a foundation or a collaborative community and support. I mean, think about, if you're going to build a house and you've got to stay in budget and you're way over budget, you're not going to cheap out on the foundation.
Hope not.
Right? And so in the entrepreneurial world and in that journey, you really need to surround yourself with people who are on a similar path, who maybe have been where you are and can lend you a hand and pull you up, or people who are actually further down the road. If you turn around and help them, it's actually really, really powerful to be able to help guide people where you've already walked before, because it actually reinforces what you've learned. So that, to me, that is the formula for true success and crushing the odds and being far from average, is having a formula to follow, but also having the emotional fitness to navigate the actions that you're going to have to take, and a collaborative, supportive community or a foundation.
Awesome. Thank you. I've appreciated you being with us today. Is there anything that we haven't touched on that you would like to talk about?
Yeah, I would say that I would just challenge everyone to, or dare them to dream. You know, if they're safe in what they're doing right now, it's safe, it's comfortable, but they're not feeling fulfilled. They're not really feeling happy. They're not excited. They're not jumping out of bed in the morning about what they get to do that day. Just dare to dream that actually it doesn't have to be that way.
Yeah. Where can we go to learn more about you and what you do?
The best place is giftedtravelnetwork.com. We have information on the host agency itself, but also information on the new to the industry travel advisor training program that we offer, and all of our bios are there. Yeah.
And you guys have a free download for our listeners, don't you?
Yes, we do.
Can you share what that is with us?
I can. It is www.travelbusiness.university/entrepreneur conundrum. So it's travelbusiness.university/entrepreneur conundrum. And yeah, it's a free download available for your listeners.
On overcoming mind blocks, right?
Yes.
Mindset blocks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if you don't have to be interested in becoming a luxury travel advisor to get any kind of goodness out of it. It's for anybody who is an entrepreneur.
Well, thank you very much for that. Where else can we go to learn more about you?
I'm on Facebook. I am on Instagram, and it's under Meredith Ulrich Calloway.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thank you. Well, you have a great day. Enjoy that wonderful trip that you have
Thank
planned.
You.
Good luck with your golf. Yeah. Maybe you don't need luck. Maybe you're super good. You don't need luck. But enjoy that, and we will chat soon.
Okay. Awesome. Thank you so much, Virginia.
You're welcome. Thank you so much for joining us today. Be sure to subscribe and leave some love through a review. And I'll catch you on the next episode.